Welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. What's up, boys and girls? I'm your host, Matt Perrault, here off of bettingpros.com. We are back for another day of picks after a 2-2 Tuesday night. Not awful, not great. Not great in the NBA, 0-2, but we got our hockey play right, thank goodness. Got our baseball play right with the Indians run line. That was lucky. The Indians scored four consecutive runs, and a two-run shot late really helped us out there to get to the run line and win that for the Indians against the Reds. So that was good to see. Panthers and the Islanders scored one goal. It was a sweat at -1.5 the total, and the under coming in, but then the Rockets and the Celtics. Boy, was it contrarian day yesterday, and if you had a parlay of the Heat, the Suns, the Nets, and the Trailblazers on the money line, I mean, that thing probably would have paid out, what, 100-1? Maybe more? I mean, just a crazy day. The Nets were 19-point underdogs, and they win the game outright over the Milwaukee Bucks. Boston did not look good at all in their game, just struggled mightily with the Heat, and the Heat hit a bunch of big threes. Same thing with Portland. I mean, Houston just took so many bad shots. I mean, that was a really poor performance by the Rockets, and I don't know how good the Rockets are going to be here in this bubble setting in the Western Conference, because, I mean, it's pretty obvious what to do here with that team, and they really need Eric Gordon back desperately. They never could get the lead. I just felt like if the Rockets got the lead, they would have won that game last night. They just couldn't get over that hump. Like, every time they got close, they just, Russell Westbrook took a horrible shot, or Harden took a stupid three. I mean, it was just a bad night for the Rockets. Bad night for favorites in general across the board. I mean, the Suns with a big victory. It was a wild day yesterday in the NBA, and so we're going to pause on the NBA picks for today. We're going to take a break. Only two games on the docket. Sixers in early, the line was 8.5. Sixers against Washington, but that line's all the way up to 10.5, 11 now, so that's just too rich for my blood, so I'm not going to go near that. But I do have two plays heading into the PGA Championship. We've done really crappy in golf, so this is a little bit of a danger zone. I'm going to give up on the head-to-heads for a second and just bet on top 10, top 20 finishes. I'm going to talk about hockey here. We are 1-0 on the Daily Juice with our hockey plays, so we'll get into that. And I do have one baseball play that I want to get into coming up here on the podcast. So a lot of you have been asking questions about the autographed Vikings jersey signed by Dalvin Cook, or Dalvin Cook autographed jersey that will be given away on August the 15th. You've already sent in the screenshot to contest@bettingpros.com. You're good, okay? Just put a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher Podcasts. Take a picture of it, screenshot, send it in via email to contest@bettingpros.com. And on the 15th of August, we will give one lucky Daily Juice listener that autographed jersey. We are growing by great leaps and bounds every day. We're picking up more and more listeners. We're hitting milestones like crazy. I couldn't be more happy and excited for this podcast, for what we're doing and how much fun we're having. I haven't really ever built something like this, and I can't list the number of DMs and Twitter messages, and I just want to say thank you to everybody at Betting Pros, because this was, I was really excited when they approached me to do this, but I wasn't really sure how fast it would catch on. And we've done, I mean, I think in 5 weeks, we've taken this from zero all the way up to hitting a milestone that I wanted to have in the first 6 months. So listeners, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for all the Twitter messages at SportsTalkMatt on Twitter. And we're sweating these games together. Like I mentioned, 2-2 yesterday. So not a great week right now. We are down by, you know, pretty good. We're 3-6 today, this week. So not good. We need to get going here. So let's talk golf. Then we'll talk hockey. Then we'll do a baseball play. All right, so you know what's fun about Betting Pros? And you guys really should take advantage of this, because I do this all the time too. So every night when I get ready to tape this podcast, it drops in the morning, I go and read Betting Pros, and I find out what some of the experts on Betting Pros, what they've got for their picks. And I like to find out, I've told you before, I take as much information as I possibly can and bring it into me. A lot of the information, I'm lucky, it comes from the bookmakers that I know. I talk to a lot of sharp people in the industry, handicappers, professional sports gamblers, and bookmakers about what to do, what's the line movement, what do you think? I try to get their feel, and this is really hard. So, I mean, they're going off experience, but they're not like, you know, Madam Cleo here. They don't know what's going to happen. They just say, hey, in this situation, here's what normally you should do, or there's an age-old tale about old bookmaking technique, or there's a theory here as to how to play this. And so I go and read everything, and I try to get, you know, as much philosophy or information as I can. And that reminds me real quick of what somebody wrote to me on Twitter that I wanted to bring up, but I forgot it. So before we do the betting pro stuff, parlays. Parlays. So one of you on DM were asking me, you had lost, this person had been on a losing streak for the last 5 days, and they'd lost quite a bit of money doing parlays. And they asked me, do you ever do parlays? Or do you ever, on the podcast, will you ever recommend parlays? And the only time I will recommend parlays is when there are two fighters in the UFC who I think I have a very good feel that they're going to win their fights, and they're very much, you know, the juice is high. So it's like minus 600, minus 400. I will parlay those two fighters together to get a better price for both of them to win. That's it. That's the only time I'm parlaying. Parlaying is what makes the books all the money. It is boring to bet one unit to win, you know, bet $50 to win 45. That's boring. I get that. It's way more fun to bet 10 to win 1,000. It's way more fun to, you know, go ahead and see the guy that hit on a plus 700 three-leg parlay, like if you had something yesterday going, something crazy. That's way more fun. I totally understand that. But that's not how you win in this game. The books know that. The books know that the instant return, that lottery ticket hit, is what you're all looking for. And so you chase, and you hope, and maybe just like the slot machine, they give you that little win. You hit once, and you're like, man, I remember when I hit a five-leg parlay for $1,000. That was awesome. How many bets did you lose to get to that $1,000? How many parlays did you have to get one of those? Because, look, the odds are if you play a ton of them, you'll hit one, just like a slot machine, right? So they give you a little taste, and then you come back for more. But that's where the books make all their money. They make all their money on parlays. So don't do them. Okay, I'm telling you, stop doing parlays. The winning philosophy is take your losses and know they're coming. Understand you're going to lose. Understand that chasing the white rabbit is not going to pay off for you. So parlays, if you can get yourself out of it, stop them all. I mean, not even a $5 parlay. Just stop doing them, okay? Stop parlaying. Take a look at what happens when you just bet sides and you just take positions on bets you like. Either you agree or disagree with me, or you like it on your own, just don't do parlays. It doesn't work. And this guy was saying that he had bet a bunch of four and five leg parlays, and he had had three wins or four wins. Of course you had that, right? But what if you had gone and bet those sides, those four leg or five leg, you went and bet them, and you went 4-1 or 3-1? Think about what you'd be up. You're not going to be up as much, right? It's $100 to win 90 or 110 to win 100, right? What you're laying down with the juice. But it's not nearly as bad as losing those bets all the time, every day, losing one of those, hoping to hit. So stop parlaying. Please, stop parlaying. All right, let's go to the first major of the year. TPC Harding Park, outside of San Francisco, medium-length golf course, freezing cold. It's going to be nasty, all right? It's going to be windy. It's going to be cold. Temperatures are going to be low. It's not going to be all that fun to be out there. If you have the distance, you can cut some corners. The wind may come into play here. You got to look and see what's going to happen with that. Cypress pines, as you get in Northern California, that are up there. So this is going to be a fun course. As when you go and read the course preview, go to bettingpros.com. Go check out the PGA Championship betting guide by Nick Turner. It's awesome. I read it all last night. It's really going to help you. Brooks Koepka has won the last two tournaments. He's going for Walter Hagen's record. Walter Hagen won three in a row. Brooks wants to win three in a row. Brooks' game is coming into form. All of a sudden, Brooks Koepka cares. Like I mentioned about a month ago, Brooks Koepka didn't care about golf because it wasn't a major. Guess what this is? It's a major. Ball striking, scrambling, putting, things that have to happen, okay? My first bet is an auto bet. Brooks Koepka to come in the top 10. You can bet him to win if you want. 10-1, but I'm just going ahead and taking Brooks Koepka in the top 10 at plus 150. Why? It's a major. At TPC Harding Park, he's going to have to be accurate. He's going to have to figure out that putter a little bit, but I think this is a guy who's starting to feel good. The left knee looks good. The left knee getting the weight from the right side to the left side, it looks good. I think Brooks Koepka is playing really well. I'm taking Brooks Koepka in the top 10 at the PGA at plus 150. Second golf play, not a head-to-head. And this comes directly from the Betting Pros PGA Betting Championship because they have it as their best top 10, being Patrick Cantlay at plus 275. I'm going to back off of it just a little bit, knowing that Cantlay has had some issues over the last couple of weeks, but I'm going to take Patrick Cantlay in the top 20 at plus 120. Cantlay third on tour in 2019 with top 10 finishes. He's a guy who got third at the PGA Championship in 2019, ninth at the Masters, 21st at the U.S. Open. He's a guy who has the game to win a major. The course sets up well for him. I think this guy will have a good weekend. He could have rounds in the 60s. So I'm taking Patrick Cantlay in the top 20, plus 120. Brooks Koepka, top 10, plus 150. Why? It's a major. Patrick Cantlay, ball striking, very good. A guy who's always been one of those names you're watching. When will he win a major? Top 20 finish for Patrick Cantlay. I'm taking that at plus 120. All right, to hockey we're going to go, and I did not bet the under in the Rockets and the Trailblazers because 245.5 was so high, and it came no close, not even close to hitting. So I'm kicking myself. I'm mad at myself for not doing that. That should have been an auto fire. I talked myself out of it. I know some of you took it, so I appreciate that. Nice job. You guys got that hit. That was my bad. I should have trusted myself. So I'm going to do it again, okay? I know it's getting expensive. Right now, the books are figuring this out. The books are like, we know you guys are all betting first period unders, but I'm going to go back to the well again here because of the goaltending and Bobrovsky and Varlamov. I mean, this is a elimination game for the Panthers. You know that they're going to be really hyped up. Everyone's going to be tense. First goal is going to be difficult to get. You may not get it in the first period. I'm going to go back to the well, and this might be me chasing a bit. I'm paying more juice. It was minus 140 yesterday. It's minus 145 today. I'm going to lay it. Panthers and the Islanders under 1.5 goals in the first period. Once again, we're going to take it again and lay the minus 145. I've got a second play on that game, though. I wanted to look at the Bruins and the Lightning, and I looked at it really hard. I think that game is going to have 5 or 6 goals. The line is 5.5. So with the fact that you have to score and you get the overtime goal with the shootout, and it just feels like it could be a 4-3 win for one of those teams. The Bruins are getting Tuukka Rask back. They're getting Patrice Bergeron back. They lost 4-1 in their first game to the Flyers. It looked horrible, but now with Bergeron back, it's a big deal. Huge game against the Lightning. But the Lightning have taken 3 of 4 against the Bruins this year. There were so many variables. I can't wait to watch the game. I just couldn't figure out which side I wanted to bet on. So I'm not going to bet on the Bruins and the Lightning. That's going to be the game with the biggest handle. I am going to bet, however, on the Islanders to close out the series. They've been the better hockey team. I think they've got better goaltending. And I think they're going to get the job done here. Win. I like what Matt Martin talked about, saying we can't give them any air to breathe. We have to take care of business right now. Islanders, minus 120 on the money line to win and close out the Panthers. We're taking that for them to sweep out, much like the sweep happened yesterday with the Rangers getting swept out by the Hurricanes. This time it's a New York team doing the sweeping. New York will sweep out the Panthers coming up today, taking Islanders on the money line at minus 120. And finally here on the podcast, we're going to talk some baseball. Go back to baseball after not having a good run on baseball, so I stayed away a little bit. Robbie Ray and Lance McCullers, it is the Diamondbacks against the Astros. This was actually recommended by a Daily Juice listener saying, hey, take a look at that for tomorrow. I think it's a good idea, and I think he's right. Robbie Ray, 8.64 ERA, left-handed pitcher. That this is a right-handed power team in the Astros, up against Lance McCullers, who has a 5.40 ERA, gave up 4 runs and 6 hits and 4 walks against the Angels in his last start. He's walked 7 batters in 10 innings. Diamondbacks can hit a little bit. Ray has not looked good. Command's a problem. He is allowing way too many base runners. Dodgers got him for 5 runs in 4 2/3 in his last start. The total runs, 9.5. Astros bats are coming to life. Jose Altuve with a 430-foot home run last night. The Astros bats are going to click. I think both teams score. We're going over 9.5 runs for the Astros and the Diamondbacks tonight in Major League Baseball. So let's recap. We've got 2 plays as a future wager on the PGA Championship, 2 plays in hockey, and 1 play in Major League Baseball. So really 3 plays going tonight with 2 future wagers that we're looking at. So again, Brooks Koepka in the top 10 at plus 150, Patrick Cantlay, top 20, plus 120. We're taking the Islanders and the Panthers under 1.5 goals in the first period. Islanders to win on the money line at minus 120, and the over 9.5 runs at minus 110 for the Astros and the Diamondbacks coming up tonight in Major League Baseball. My name's Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt. Let's keep it rolling. Get back on the winning track. If we win all three of our bets tonight, we'll be 500 for the week. That's a goal. Let's hope we do that. Let's get some plus money with Brooks Koepka and Patrick Cantlay so we can watch a PGA Championship. Maybe we'll have a head-to-head or two coming up this weekend. I love betting golf in the majors. So this should be a lot of fun. We got hockey. I'll get back to basketball. As I said, only two games tonight. Not really all that interested in the basketball game. So we'll get back to the full slate coming up on Thursday. But thank you for listening to the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast. Keep coming back. Keep subscribing. Keep interacting with me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning here for the Daily Juice of Betting.